This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Tana Weingartner. Last Thursday, nearly a quarter of a million Bernie Sanders supporters around the country watched live-streamed video of their candidate speaking about the future of his campaign. Well, Hillary Clinton's campaign was listening closely as well, hoping to hear Sanders endorse Clinton's campaign. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson, well, you know what? He was listening in as well, and he joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
All right, so what did Sanders have to say?
Well, Bernie Sanders had a whole lot to say in 23 minutes. He said that Donald Trump must not be elected president, and that he would do everything in his power to prevent that from happening. He talked about what he wants to see his supporters do in the future. But the one thing he did not say, which is what the Hillary Clinton people were listening for, was an endorsement, a flat-out go vote for Hillary Clinton because I'm not going to be the nominee and we must defeat Donald Trump.
Well, obviously, Hillary Clinton has the delegates she needs to win the nomination next month in Philly. So why is it so important for her to have Sanders supporters in her camp?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously Bernie Sanders did much better than expected in the primary season. You know, a year ago, people were just looking at him as some sort of a nuisance candidate. And he put together a movement. And it was millions and millions of people, and many of them young people, many of them people who had never been involved in the political process before, who were getting involved for the first time, voting for the first time. And if you're going to win the presidency in the year 2016, you're going to need those people. Hillary Clinton cannot write off all of those Bernie Sanders supporters. And a lot of them just do not like her. And they are going to need a signal, a very clear signal from Bernie Sanders that Hillary Clinton deserves their vote.
Okay, so what does Bernie Sanders want from Clinton in order to get his endorsement and do that?
Well, I think what he wants, there's several things. In immediate term, I think he wants a change in the way that the Democrats select their presidential nominee. He doesn't like the superdelegate system, which is going to really put her over the top. Superdelegates are these party leaders who can vote for whoever they want. They're not bound by primaries or caucuses. They can do whatever they want. The vast majority of them are going to support her over Bernie Sanders. He wants to get rid of that. And in the long run, too, he also talked about he wants to create a movement, an organizing movement. He urged his supporters to run for office from the local courthouse all the way to Congress. He wants to put together something like the organization that President Obama had, Organizing for America, where you have this massive army of people who can go out and impact the political process. And I think he wants to create that, and obviously I think he wants to be the leader of it.
All right, so we've got the Democrats divided, but the Republicans, well, they're just as divided over Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, well, even more so in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, you have dozens and dozens of very significant political figures in the Republican Party who are just flat saying, we can't support him. We just can't do it. Even John Kasich, who was, you know, the very last standing challenger to Trump, says, he can't endorse him at this point. And he says, maybe somewhere down the road, he says, but I just can't do it. I can't do it. And it's a divided party. There's a movement within the party, even now, to try to take away the nomination from Trump when they convene in Cleveland next month. So, you know, the Republicans are in terrible shape. They have to try to at least look like they're supporting Donald Trump, but their real goal is to keep control of the Senate and the House, and it's going to be a very, very fine line that they have to walk for the next few months.
All right, so speaking of lines, then what's the bottom line that we take away from all this division on both sides?
Well, what it is you've got basically the second most unpopular politician in the country running for president in Hillary Clinton. The good news for her is she's running against the most unpopular politician in the country, and Donald Trump. And it's going to have an effect. It's going to have an effect. A lot of people look at it and say, oh, well, that's going to mean people are going to stay home. I don't think so. I think it's going to actually drive out voters and drive up the turnout, because people have a tendency to come out when they're angry about somebody or they really don't like them and they want to stop them.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins us each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories. They're all at WVXU.org.